Broadcasting from the Washington, D.C. studios of the National Right to Life Committee, this is Pro-Life Perspective, America's pro-life voice. And now, here's National Right to Life President and Pro-Life Perspective host, Carol Tobias.
What is Planned Parenthood's immediate response to the Texas state legislature's totally appropriate decision to route taxpayer-funded family planning dollars away from the abortion industry? To merge three of its large Texas affiliates into one gigantic conglomerate, which would be its eighth largest affiliate, covering several of Texas' biggest cities and nearly the entire northeast quadrant of the state, and according to reports, increase its political influence. Combining Planned Parenthood of Central Texas, the area near Waco, Planned Parenthood of North Texas, including the Dallas-Fort Worth area, and Planned Parenthood of the Texas Capital Region, based in Austin, the new affiliate, called Planned Parenthood of Greater Texas, will have 26 clinics and expects to provide health care services to more than 120,000 women. The merger becomes effective August 31st. The New York Times reports that the merger creates a mega organization with a $29 million budget. Though each of the original smaller affiliates is connected to Planned Parenthood clinics which provide abortions, there is no mention of abortion in statements or promotional materials put out on behalf of the new group. However, The Times reports that four of the clinics in the new organization will provide abortions and says that the new group will perform an estimated 8,500 abortions a year. Planned Parenthood President Cecile Richards, a Texas native, notes that the strategic merger providing an opportunity to pull together three very strong operations into one will also help us on the advocacy side, according to The Times. The Texas Tribune says that what Planned Parenthood wants from the merger is an organization that has deeper pockets and even more political influence. In an interview with KXXV, Felicia Goodman, Director of Community Affairs for the Waco affiliate, noted, "In all areas of Texas that are involved, it just means that Planned Parenthood's going to be bigger and better and stronger." Ken Lambrecht, current head of Planned Parenthood of North Texas, who will be the CEO of the new organization, told the Texas Tribune that by defunding family planning, lawmakers are not only hurting the women Planned Parenthood serves, they're hurting women across the state. Texas State Medicaid Director says otherwise. In an interview with public radio station KERA that ran April 16th, Billy Milway said that while the state will not fund Planned Parenthood and some women will have to find new providers, the services will continue and the state will help women find them. Catherine Frazier, a spokesperson for pro-life Governor Rick Perry, went further. She told the Tribune that Planned Parenthood's sense of entitlement to our tax dollars was misguided. "If you are in the business of providing or promoting abortions," Frazier told the Tribune, "then Governor Perry doesn't think we should be in the business of funding your efforts." The actions by Planned Parenthood's Texas affiliates is part of a larger effort by Planned Parenthood affiliates all across the country to prune bloated middle management, close unprofitable centers, build giant new abortion mega clinics, and have larger, more aggressive affiliates gobble up smaller, weaker ones in order to become a leaner and inevitably meaner organization. Both the number of abortions and the size of revenues have risen pretty steadily at Planned Parenthood the past 20 years, even while abortions have been dropping as a whole nationwide. This latest merger marks at least the 15th merger of Planned Parenthood affiliates in the past 5 years. While Lambrecht says that Texas' size makes it unlikely that all of Planned Parenthood's six state affiliates would join together, he admitted to the New York Times that future mergers would not surprise him. Melanie Linton, who heads Planned Parenthood's Gulf Coast affiliate, noted to the Times, "If we can reduce administrative costs and improve economies of scale, then we can provide more healthcare services to more women and families. Whether more women will receive real healthcare services is unknown. Given Planned Parenthood's record, these mergers certainly mean more abortions and more abortion advocacy."
You've been listening to Pro-Life Perspective from National Right to Life, the nation's largest grassroots pro-life organization.